Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Bank of Japan's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2016 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the Internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bankopan.com.br/IR, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star then zero to reach the operator. Please note this event is being recorded. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Inácio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Inácio Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I would like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Banco Pan and its subsidiaries for the first Q16 results. Beginning with the highlights on page 3, we noticed that despite the seasonality of the first quarter, Pan kept advancing on its growth strategy. The monthly retail credit origination average during the first Q16 was of 1.5 billion of reais, 3% higher than last quarter. The corporate loan book with guarantees ended the quarter at 3.7 billion of reais, contracting over last quarter following the scenario. Our credit portfolio stood at 17.5 billion at the end of the quarter because of the 2.2 billion in credit assignments that we made without recourse in the quarter. We'll see that the mix has changed on our books, and now payroll loans is the largest portfolio. Our managerial net interest margin was 11.6% in the quarter, and we have maintained this level. This quarter, Pan posted a negative result of 96.1 million of reais, and we'll explore that on the coming slides. Our equity stood at 3.55 billion of reais, and our Basel ratio stood at 14.5%, with 10.5% core capital, because of the negative impact of BIS 3 implementation schedule, mainly related here to 0.6 reduction from macroprudential adjustments and 0.6% reduction related to Tier 2 decay. On next slide, we have the net interest margin and the net results breakdown. On the first table, we can see that the managerial net interest margin was 606 million of reais, or 11.6%. The result from credit assignments has increased due to the decrease in interest rates futures. On the other hand, as we have been hedging these portfolios for the assignment at the time of the origination, in this quarter we had a negative impact on derivatives, which affected the overall NIM. On the second table, we have the yellow expenses, and it has increased in the first quarter related to the economic scenario and also to the bank's conservatism, mainly coming from SMEs. We'll have more details further on. The administrative expenses have been impacted by the change in accounting rules for commissions in 2016, distorting not only the annual but also the quarterly comparison. Personal expenses remain stable Q over Q, but tends to come down as a result of some internal changes that we have been through. Further in the presentation, we'll have more details regarding both expenses. We presented an operational loss of 167 million reais in the first quarter, and as a result, we ended the quarter with a negative result of 96 million reais. On the next page, we have the quarterly retail origination and a table showing the average monthly origination by product. We granted 4.5 billion of reais in retail credits this quarter, representing a monthly average of 1.5 billion, 3% higher than the previous quarter and 6% lower comparing to the first Q15. And here we notice some movements. On payroll, for example, the first Q15 has been influenced by the increase in tenor that happened at the end of 2014. And on the fourth Q15, the entire market faced the decrease of origination in volumes. But then in the first Q16, we resumed production, reaching a 33% growth in the quarter. On vehicle loans, besides the seasonality of the first quarter, the market is facing a challenging scenario. In credit cards, also we have seasonality in this period, but we saw an annual growth of 18%, supported by the payroll cards transactions. On real estate, the home equity origination also reflects seasonality of the first quarter, but we had a better figure of this specific product, the home equity, comparing to the last year, first Q. And consumer loans remained stable. On page 6, we present the credit portfolio's breakdown. On the first table, we see that due to the strong origination in the first quarter, the credit assignment mix with that payroll now represents 32% of the on-balance portfolio. Vehicle financing follows with a 31% share, and in third place comes SMEs, the corporate loan portfolio, with 22%, including guarantees issued. Among these three products, only payroll loans grew on both annual and quarterly comparisons. The other products that we have account for 15% of the portfolio, with a more relevant improvement on credit cards due to payroll loans, credit cards. The credit portfolio ended the first quarter so at 17.5 billion of reais, as we see in the lower left chart. We assigned 2.2 billion in credits without recourse, generating some annual and quarterly decreases. Our solid origination, on the other hand, allows us to choose if we want to grow or maintain the portfolio, and then we can adjust this by doing the credit assignments, addressing the credit exposure that we want to have here in the bank. And besides the economic scenario, we see in the lower right chart that the portfolio quality has remained in a good level due to the conservatism and improvements on our credit modeling for retail. On page 7, we present the bank's cost and expenses, segregating the expenses related to credit origination. Personal and administrative expenses totaled 285 million of reais in first Q. Personal expenses remained stable comparing to previous quarter. We have made some changes in the first quarter that should bring improvements in the coming quarters for this line. As for the administrative expenses, the annual increase is linked to a few different sources, such as collecting expenses, IT, and also marketing. And we have an ongoing project here in the bank targeting internal efficiency. On the origination expenses, we see the effect of the central bank's accounting rule that stated a higher percentage for 2016. In general, it went from 2% upfront expense to 4%, reducing the amount deferred. In the chart below, we observe the net ALL expense, and because of the scenario, it has increased, driven by SMEs provisions. And here, the guarantees that we have reduced the actual loss after executing the collateral. Looking at the credit recovery, we noticed that the bank has been reaching good results, but always the first quarter is seasonally weak. On slide 8, we have information on vehicle loans. As we can see in the top figure, we have maintained the balanced origination between dealers and resellers. The bottom left table shows the high diversification degree of our origination with low concentration by economic groups. For example, the 10 largest groups account for only 12% of our origination. And the bar chart shows the evolution of the quarterly origination, and the line shows the portfolio's evolution. In this quarter, we granted 1.6 billion of reais in new loans, and the portfolio has been decreasing due to the credit assignment. This quarter, we have launched a new origination platform for vehicle financing. We concluded a test period, and now our sales team is being trained. This will improve our processes, making it more simple to operate and to originate new loans. On page 9, we bring two charts with the evolution of the delinquency per vintage in vehicle financing, showing the improvement in light vehicles in the left and also motorcycles in the right one. And here we clearly see that the positive effects of all the enhancements and changes in the credit modeling since 2011. On next slide, we present the evolution of payroll loans. PAN granted 1.8 billion of reais in new loans, an increase of 33% over the previous Q. The payroll deductible credit portfolio has evolved positively during the first Q, reaching 5.6 billion of reais and contributing to the diversification of the bank's portfolio. Looking at the portfolio breakdown, we see the INSS, the pensioners, as the biggest individual segment with 36%. On page 11, we see the covered loans portfolio. We became more conservative this quarter and noticed a weaker demand from our clients, so the portfolio ended up reducing to 3.7 billion in this quarter. In the bottom left chart, we can see the high diversification of portfolio by industry, and the others group gather more than 30 different segments. By economic groups, we have an average ticket of around 10 million of reais, and on the right side we see the high quality of the originated portfolio with 76% of the of loans rated between AA and C with an adequate level of guarantees. On page 12, we see that PAN granted 51 million reais in home equity during this quarter, reflecting a seasonal reduction over last quarter, but increasing annually, coming from this 35 million to 51. The portfolio continued to grow, closing the quarter at 897 million of reais. On page 13, we show the transaction volume of our credit card business. This product is increasing consistently, recording a transaction volume of 909 million of reais in this quarter, increasing 18% over the same quarter of 15. And this result was influenced by payroll on card, which has doubled in volume over the past 12 months. On page 14, we have insurance premiums originated by fund, which increased annually and also quarterly, reaching 43 million of reais. And we see that credit insurance remains as the main product, with insurance on vehicle segment accounting for 70% of new premiums. On page 15, we show the evolution of consortium sales. This product presented a very good volume in the quarter, recording 251 million of reais. With a strong demand, this is a product which is key on our strategy to increase the bank's service fee. And funding on page 16 remains stable around 19 billion of reais in the last quarter, following the maintenance of our assets. With this, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star, then 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the question queue by pressing the star key followed by 2. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1. Since there seems to be no questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Inácio Caminha for his final remarks.
Well, thank you again for the presence. Have a nice day and see you next quarter. Bye-bye.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.